Well, praise the Lord. Amen. You know, I believe that word.
Alam niyo, ako'y naniniwala sa isang salita.
I believe what we sing.
At pinaniniwalaan ko ang mga siyang.
Amen. I believe that there's coming a salvation for all the saints of God.
Pinaniniwalaan ko ang pagdating ng isang kaligtasan kung saan ito'y pinagkaloob sa atin ng Panginoon.
Did you hear what I said?
Naririnig ba niyo ang aking sinasabi?
You say, Brother Mark, we are saved.
Ang ating bawat isa sa ating buhay tayo ligtas na.
But the word of God says that we are being saved.
At sinasabi ng Biblia ay talagang tayo isang ganap na ligtas.
And Peter says there is a salvation to be revealed at the end.
Merong sinasabi na merong kaligtasan kung saan iahayag sa bago pa matapos ang mundo nito.
Our salvation is not finished until Satan is under our feet.
At sinasabi ng ating pananampalataya at ang ating kaligtasan hindi pagganap hanggat ito'y salagayan dito sa ating pananampalataya at pananay.
Until there is sin no more.
Hanggat ito'y walang makasalanan.
Amen. You know, it is God's purpose.
Alam niyo, ito ay isang kapangalanan at layunin ng ating Panginoon.
These little children,
itong mga maliliit na paslit at mga bata,
to become sons of God.
Ito ay magiging anak at ganap na anak ng Diyos.
Little boy like this,
ang isang batang ganito,
growing up,
ito ay lalaki at lalago,
becoming a mighty man of God.
Magiging isang ganap at isang malaki ng Panginoon.
Little boys become mighty men of God.
Isa rin ito, magiging ganap at isang matapang na anak ng Diyos.
Amen. Little girls growing up to be mighty women of God.
Ang magiging kapatid mga babae, ito ay lalago at lalaki at sila ay magiging ganap na mananampalataya.
Grow up, marry a man of God. Grow up in purity. Not polluted by the world. Not polluted by sin. Amen. The strongholds of Satan being pulled down. Hallelujah. Brethren, we live in time. We count time by the clock. By the calendar. But God does not live in time. In the time of man, we have been about 6,000 years.
Sa oras ng tao, ito'y nandito na sa 6,000 taon na.
I'm going to ask you again.
Tatanong ko sa inyo muli.
How many know who Adam and Eve are? Come, let me see your hands. Adam and Eve, you know who Adam and Eve are?
Oh, sino ba sa inyo ang naniniwala? Patungkol sa... Sino ang mga lahi ni Adam?
Well, let me just make a quick little history here. We're going back 6,000 years. And we're going to talk about God's final purpose. Can we start up here? Adam. And Eve. Adam and Eve in the garden. Adam and Eve in paradise. Adam and Eve innocent. They did not know what sin was. But they disobeyed God. Sin came into the world. They were put out of paradise. Angel with a flaming sword guarding the gate of paradise. Their first children, one of them killed the other. Murder, sin came into the human race. Men became so wicked that God said, I'm going to destroy all flesh. But only Noah
Subalit si Noah lamang.
How many of you know about Noah?
Ilan sa inyo nakakilala kay Noah?
Come on, you know about Noah?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Inyo kung sino si Noah.
God destroyed the world with water.
At ito'y pinuksan ng Diyos.
A flood of water.
Pamagitan ng baha o tubig.
But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Subalit siya'y sinuway nakatagpo ng habag ng Diyos.
Noah was a righteous man.
Si Noah ay isang taong matuwid.
And Noah built the ark.
At si Noah ay nagtayo ng isang arka.
And the families of Noah, his children, were saved.
At ang buong pamilya at mga anak ni Noah, ito'y nailigtas.
Everybody else on the earth died from their sin.
Lahat ay namatay, maliban kay Noah na nabuhay.
After the flood, men began to sin again.
Pagkatapos ng baha, ito'y nagkasala muli ang mga tao.
God found a man named Abraham.
At ito'y nakatapo naman ng Diyos sa isang mapuwid na tao kung saan si Abraham.
And Abraham walked by faith.
Si Abraham ay bumakad na may pananampalataya.
And now God found a generation of people that he could trust.
Ngayon nakatapo na ng Diyos sa isang lahi na kung saan kanyang pagkakatiwalaan.
Abraham.
Pwede tayo yun.
Amen. Amen. Abraham's son Isaac.
Ang anak ni Abraham ay si Isaac.
Isaac's son Jacob.
At nagkaanak sila kay Jacob.
Jacob the father of 12 sons.
At si Jacob ay naging ama ng 12 mga anak na lalaki.
Became the children of Israel.
Naging anak ng Israel.
Israel went into bondage in Egypt.
At Israel sila naging at sila sa sinabot naging halipin ng Egypto.
And God raised up another man, Moses.
At ang Diyos ay nagtayo ng isang tao na si Moses.
And Moses led the people out of bondage of Egypt.
At ang si Moses siya naman ang nanguna upang palayain ang mga tao na kung saan sila naging alipin sa Egypto.
God is slowly showing His purpose of delivering mankind.
At ang Diyos ay pinapakita ng Panginoon ang kanyang halikain at layunin.
Egypt means the world.
Ang Egypt ay simbolo ng sanlibutan.
They got in bondage to the world again.
Parang inaalipin niya ang buong sanlibutan.
Hallelujah. Many, many generations from Moses and Aaron. Through the wilderness, into the promised land. Moses' servant Joshua.
Subalit si Moses meron siyang katuwang si Josue.
And Joshua had the same name as Jesus.
Si Josue may katumpas ng pangalan ng Jesus.
The Hebrew people call this name Yeshua.
Sa Hebrew ng mga tao ay tinatawag siya na Joshua.
Yeshua was the servant of Moses.
Si Joshua Josue ay alipin ng katuwang ni Moses.
His name means salvation.
Ang kanyang pangalan ay nagdadala ng kaligtasan.
Hallelujah. Again, after many generations, we come down to David. David and his son Solomon. Amen. And we come into a generation of kings. But we also come into a time when God is sending prophets into the land. There was the prophet Samuel. And sister was telling the children about how as a little child Samuel began to hear the voice of the Spirit of God. I want to tell you that you can hear the voice of God if you want to hear God. It doesn't matter how old you are, if you want to hear the voice of God.
Ika'y makakarinig ng salita at tinig ng Panginoon.
You know, when I was a young man,
ako mula nga ako'y kataan pa.
I was convinced that I did not have the ability to hear the voice of God.
ako sa aking sarili, naalam ako na wala akong kakayanan na makarinig ng Panginoon.
I said to myself, I do not have the ability to hear God.
Wala akong kakayanan upang makarinig ng tinig ng Panginoon.
But if you were here the other night when I shared my testimony with you,
subalit sa nakaraang gabi, pinapahayag ko sa inyo ang aking patutuo.
When you come to a place of desperation where you need God more than you need anything else,
kung makakapunta ka sa isang lugar na kung saan kailangan mo at ikaw desperado, dahil kailangan makarinig ka ng tinig ng Panginoon.
And you cry out to God, He will answer you. If you need God more than you need bread, you will have God. Amen. It was not the only time in my life that I went down on my face on the floor.
Hindi lang minsan sa aking buhay na ang aking mukha ay nilagay ko sa
It is not the only time that my heart has been broken before God.
Ito naman ang pagkakataon kung saan aking puso ay nais ko na ito'y mapuno ng kapangyarihan ng aking Panginoon.
The Word of God says that He loves a broken and a contrite spirit.
At sabi ng Diyos, minamahal niya yung kanyang puso at isang espiritu na papakumbaba.
God does not love a proud and a haughty heart. Before Satan fell and became Satan, he was an angel in heaven. He was one of the highest orders of angels in heaven. But he became proud. He said that he was going to usurp the throne of God. And it was Satan that came to Adam and Eve in the garden. And he has been working ever since to try to destroy the seed of God. You have other kings. You have other prophets. You have a prophet named Elijah. Amen. And in the days of Elijah, miracles were wrought. It was in the days of Elijah that he went into a widow's house. And he asked the widow, "Feed me first." Thus saith the Lord, "Feed the prophet first." And the woman said, "I only have enough to make one little cake of food. And when I have eaten my cake, my son and I will die." But Elijah said to the woman, he said, "Have faith in the word of God." Amen. And so the woman gave everything she had. She gave her life to the man of God. Amen. I want to tell you, brethren, I am bringing a warning to you from the throne of God today.
Na ako'y nagdadala ng isang babala mula sa trono at luklukan ng Panginoon ngayon.
There is a time of tribulation coming. When you are going to have to walk in the faith of this widow woman. And if you come into the secret place of the Most High, God will take care of you in this tribulation. Listen, brethren, it isn't just some of the things that the Catholic Church taught that we need to take down. There are things that the Pentecostal and the Evangelical churches have taught that are not true about the time of the end. Some of the churches have taught, don't be worried when the end comes, God will take you away in a rapture. That is not true. Did you hear me? I said, that is not true. Are you still clapping? I said, that is not true. You are not going to escape in a rapture. You are going to be an overcomer. God has made provision for the overcomer. Do you believe me? Will you believe me if I read the Word of God to you? Let me read you from Matthew 24. The word of Jesus. He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Not, he did not say he that will endure almost to the end. He said he that shall endure to the end. Amen.
Amen.
He said, let me read the verse. And the next verse, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, then shall the end come. This gospel of the kingdom is a gospel for the overcomer. This gospel of the kingdom is a gospel calling you to become sons of God. There is two words talking about the children of God. One word is little children. The other is mature sons of God. God is calling you to come from childhood into mature sons of God. Amen? Yes. You can clap over that. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, the word is so urgent that we are bringing to you. We didn't just come here because we like your sunshine. And we do like your sunshine, by the way. We didn't just come because we like your palm trees. And your banana trees. And we do like your palm trees and your banana trees. But we didn't come for holiday. We came because God said that the message of the kingdom must be taken in all the world. God is saying that we must warn you that very, very hard times are coming and they're very close. Every time when we come, we do not know if we will ever have another opportunity to come back again. You must hear what we are saying now. You must retain and remember what you are hearing. When the difficult times come, you must remember the promise of God. You will live by the bread of the Word of God. Jesus said, unless you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life. He didn't mean that we're going to eat him as a man. He said, my words are bread for you. His blood is life. We overcome by the blood of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 12 says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they loved not their life unto death. Are we here to lay our life down? Yes, we are.
Yes, kaya natin. Yes.
Are you ready to lay your life down for the kingdom of God? I hope you mean that. I hope you're not just shouting and clapping because somebody next to you is. Brethren, this is a very serious word. And yet it is a word that I rejoice. You know, I read a little book recently. I have been looking for this little book for a long time. There was a little man in the country of Nepal. Do any of you ever hear of Nepal? It's a little country in the Himalayan mountains north of India. It lays between India and China. The man was a Hindu. He was an unbeliever. But he had business. He went down into India one day. And he heard the word of God. And he was born again. Hallelujah. He was baptized into the body of Christ. You know, brethren, one of the things is that we need to cast down is the Catholic idea of baptism.
Kailangan
that you can baptize an unbeliever and then they become a believer because you put water on them. Lies, 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 not true. Amen. The Word of God says that it, when you believe and are baptized, we are talking about believers' baptism.
Yes.
Amen. Baptism is a covenant. It's a sign that we make a covenant. We have witnesses of our baptism. When you get married, you have witnesses to your wedding, do you not? Are any of you married? How many of you are married here? Oh, we have a few. Yes, we have a few. Rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. You know something else? God is putting our families in His order. God is putting our marriages in His order. Our traditions have put our families and our marriages in bad shape. I read a statistic in America. I'm going to tell you how wicked America is. We're going to come under judgment in America.
How is it?
More than 50% of the children that are born now in America are not born to parents that are married to each other. Our states in America are making laws now that people of the same sex can get married to each other. It is wickedness. We are inviting destruction. I am ashamed to tell you that I came from that land. So when you look at me, do not say he's an American. Say he comes from the kingdom of God. If I could have a passport that said Kingdom of God, I would have one. Come on. You know, the Word of God says there is neither Jew nor Greek, male nor female, bond or free. In Christ. If you're not in Christ, then you have Jew and Greek. Are you going to tell me then that you are not Filipino? You don't want to be Filipino anymore. You don't want anymore the traditions of Filipino. You want to be known only as the kingdom of God. Come on, brethren. Come on. When we die and we are found in heaven, am I going to come up to you and say, I'm an Americano? And you will say, I'm Filipino? No, we will know such thing. So let's get started now. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Jesus came.
Jesus,
in the course of time, 4,000 years from here to here. Destruction from the devil in the lives of men.
Ang pagpuksa ng kaharian ng Diablo sa buhay ng mga tao. Kailangan mayayari ng dipadumating si Jesus.
Whole cities, wicked cities in the days of Abraham.
Marami masamang mga bansa sa panahon ni Abraham.
Sodom.
Sodoma sa Gomorrah.
Men, wicked, homosexual men, the whole city. God destroyed the whole city with fire. Destruction. Whole tribes during the days of Moses and Joshua. Whole tribes were so wicked they could not repent. Hittites, Perizzites, Amorites, Jebusites,
Ites,
Canaanites. Destroyed and sent to hell. You are living in a world round about you full of Canaanites.
Maratay na papaligiran ng maraming tao kung saan parang sila yung masama.
God is giving you the power. God is giving you the power to save humanity. He is giving you the blood of Jesus. He is giving you the power, the authority that is in the blood of Jesus. He is giving you a word of your testimony. And if you are willing to lay your life down, the day is coming very close when the Word of God says, I will give power to my two witnesses. Two witnesses, do you hear me? Two witnesses is not just two men. What are the two witnesses? The Word and the Spirit. Those two witnesses are going to be here on the earth in the form of men like you and I. Listen, Jesus said in Matthew 24,
sinasabi ni Jesus sa Matthew 24,
but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened.
Sa pamamagitan, sapagkat dahil lamang sa kanyang mga hinirang, ito'y pinaiksi niya ang panahon.
What is it? He's talking about the great tribulation.
Ito'y sinasabi niya isang malaking panahon na taghirap.
And he's saying that in the time of this great tribulation, God's elect are going to be walking on this earth preaching the Word of God. Now when I'm a young man, a young preacher, when I first began to preach the Word of God, I said, Lord, who are the elect?
Sino ba mga inira?
Who are the elect?
Sino ba?
But the church that I was going to was preaching rapture. So I'm a young man in my 30s. I found an old preacher. My old preacher was younger than I am now. But I thought he was old. He was a Pentecostal preacher. He was a good man of God. Yes, he was. He was a good man. He loved the Lord. But he believed some wrong things. Because somebody else taught him things and he believed what he heard. So one day I went up to this godly man. I called him brother. I said, brother, can I ask you a question? He says, why, sure, Mark. He was so nice. I said, brother, I need an answer. Who are the elect?
Sino ba ang mga hinirang?
His face changed.
Oh, nagbago ang anyo ng kanyang mukha.
He's angry.
Galit siya.
He spit the words out to me.
Nagsalita siya ng talagang malakas.
The Jews, of course.
Galit na galit.
The Jews.
Siyempre, ang mga Hudiro.
That's what he said. I was so stung. In other words, the message, how dare you ask a question like that? You see, in India, the cow is holy. You mustn't ever touch the cow. In the Pentecostal church, there are holy cows. You never touch the cow. I said, Lord, I will never ask that question again. But then the Lord told me that I was supposed to be a teacher of the Word. I waited almost a year. Finally, I said to the Lord, Lord, how can I be a teacher and not understand what I'm teaching? Lord, every word that I say, and I'm telling you this today, every word that I say, I am going to be prepared to back it up by the Word of God. I am not going to preach to you something that somebody else told me that I have not proved it right or wrong. Lord, I have got to know who are the elect. Because if I will know who are the elect, then I can go from there, and then I will know whether I should believe this rapture thing that comes before the coming of the Lord or not. Do you want to know what the Lord said to me? What would the Lord say to a teacher of the gospel? Is he just going to give you an easy answer? He said, look it up, son. Do you understand? I was afraid to look it up. I said, well, Lord, how do I go about that? He said, well, you have a concordance, don't you? The Lord talking to me. I said, what a good idea. I looked it up. Guess what? Take the word elect. Now I'm telling you to study your Bible. Take the word elect. Come on, if you don't have a Bible, if you don't have a concordance, you can get on the internet and you can find all this stuff. It's available to the whole world. Amen. Look up the word elect in the New Testament, and what are you going to find? All born again, blood bought saints of God. So if you know you're going to be here and you know you're not going to escape, then you need to know, how am I going to overcome? You know, Moses made a tabernacle. And God told Moses, we don't have time to talk much about this, but I want to just give you a little picture. I'm going to draw a floor plan of the tabernacle. You know what I mean by a floor plan? An architect draws a drawing as if you're looking at it from the sky. You're looking down at it. And the tabernacle is a picture of Jesus. It's a picture of the kingdom of God. It's a picture of the church. The tabernacle has an outer court. It's quite big. There's lots of room out here. This is the tabernacle that Moses built in the wilderness. God told the people, or told Moses, and he told the people, he said, I want to dwell in the midst of my people. And the tabernacle had another little building. This wasn't a building, by the way. This is just a court. That's supposed to be a veil. It's not a very nice one, but that's a curtain. We have an outer court. We have a holy place. And we have a holy of holies. In the most holy place is the Ark of the Covenant and the mercy seat. Now, when you open your Bible and you read the book of Hebrews, are you remembering what I'm saying? When I'm gone, get your Bible, open the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews is the New Testament interpretation of what God did way back here in the Old Testament. Amen. God, in the book of Hebrews, it says, Let us, because of the blood of Jesus, let us come boldly before the throne of grace that we might obtain help in time of need. Let us come before the mercy seat.
Sabi ng Biblia, tayo magsinabi sa ating Panginoon Jesus Kristo na may takot na pananampalataya sa kanyang banal na trono kung saan nandoon ang habag ng ating Panginoon.
So God is inviting us to come out of the world.
Iniimbita tayo ng Panginoon na lumabas tayo mula sa sanlibutan.
This is world out here.
Dito sa labas.
To come in. Amen. And in the first step inside of the outer court is the brazen altar is where the blood was shed. The animals gave their life at the brazen altar.
Yan po ang talagang nakaugalianon bago ka pumasok, may mga dugo po mula sa hayop at ito'y
I said it's a picture of the kingdom of God. It's a picture of Jesus.
At ang kaharian ng Diyos, ito'y parang si
Jesus shed his blood. The very first step of salvation is receiving the blood of Jesus Christ upon your sin, forgiveness of sin, amen, cleansing from the stain of sin, amen, hallelujah. And then they come to the brazen altar or laver, which is water. Amen. And that is a picture of baptism.
Yan po ang isang picture o isang pagpapahayag sa atin ng isang bautismo.
Now, I said this is also a picture of the church.
Ito rin po ang isang halimbawa para sa isang simbahan.
Most church business never gets beyond these two steps.
Karamihan po, hindi po sila sumusunod kung sa ano ang kapangarangan.
If I don't preach anything except salvation by the blood and baptism, I get you only into the outer court.
Kung ako'y magtuturo sa inyo sa pamamagitan lamang ng bautismo at saka ng kanyang paglinis sa kanyang dugo, ay nandun pa lang din kayo sa labas ng kanyang...
But we have been preaching to bring you into the holy place.
At ako'y nagtuturo sa inyo pagkaitanin sa isang lugar na kung saan nagtanal.
We have some books that we're going to leave with brother. Or we already have, I believe, haven't we? The pattern?
Oh, may
Brother DeSeal's book, The Pattern? Do you have any of them? You have. You need to ask John for a copy. You need to study. Study what God is saying here. It's a picture of God's purpose for the church. So the invitation of God, He invites us out of the world. Many Christians say, well, I came to this place right here, therefore I'm saved. But brethren, your salvation isn't finished until you get all the way in here where the mercy seat of God is. You know what? I don't know any Christian that is living 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in the Holy of Holies. But you know what? I've seen the place. I've had a visit there. And you know, I'm looking forward to the day when great tribulation comes and we are going to flee from this place. We're going to flee into the Holy of Holies. Hallelujah. Do you have any questions so far? I know we're just giving you a broad outline. Now I want to go to the Word of God. And I'm going to read a few passages from Matthew chapter
22.
I'm talking about the kingdom of God. If you have your Bible, open your Bible to Matthew chapter 22, verse
2.
The kingdom of heaven, that's the same thing. Kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God. God's kingdom is a heavenly kingdom. A heavenly kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. It's not a natural kingdom. Amen. When we ask the little children, where is Jesus? Children, where is Jesus?
In heaven.
And did one of the little girls say, in my heart? In my heart. Okay. So if Jesus can be in my heart and Jesus is in heaven, then heaven is in my heart. So when we're talking about the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God, we are not talking about a church organization. We did not come here to start a new denomination. We came so that you will open your heart to receive the kingdom of God. And the kingdom of God is going to last forever. And the kingdom of God is going to take all the world. He's going to take all the world so that there will be no more sin in the world. How many of you are tired of sin? Come on, how many of you are tired of sin? Tired of my sin, tired of the sin in the world, tired of the wickedness, tired of the wicked politicians, tired of evil, violent men. And my cry is, oh God, when is the kingdom coming? Hallelujah. But the kingdom is coming in its fullness. But the kingdom is coming in its fullness, first of all, in me. All the kingdom is going to take over all of me. My soul, my emotions, my mind, my will, my desires. Amen. I want the kingdom to take over all of my thoughts, all of my feelings. Every emotion that I have, I want to be under the control of the Spirit of the kingdom of God. Amen. The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit of God coming into my spirit. God's Holy Spirit. My spirit. Power coming down into my soul. Amen. And then coming down and controlling my flesh. Down, controlling every part of my being. So Jesus is saying the kingdom is like a certain king that made a marriage for his son. Now who do you suppose this king is and who do you suppose the son is?
Kailangan magkasundo ang kanyang anak o sino man para sila eh.
Amen. Lord, let every barrier to understanding be torn down today. Every stronghold of wickedness and darkness that Satan has put up in the minds and souls of men, let it be torn down this day. Let our minds be open that we receive the kingdom of God and the understanding of the kingdom of God. The King is the Father God. The Son is Jesus. And the marriage is where He's going to have His bride. Amen. How many of you want to be the bride of Christ? Come on, guys, you can raise your hand. Bride of Christ. Bride of Christ. Sisters, you want to be sons of God. Come on, sons of God. It doesn't mean male and female. Bride of Christ doesn't mean male and female. It means the true church. Jesus wants to be joined with the true church. He wants to be one with us. See, this is why He gave us marriage between man and woman. So that we would learn the principles of the kingdom of God. Man and woman in our natural marriage, we should be one. In complete agreement one with another. And yet there is a head. Man is the head of his house. Wife is in a place of walking equally with him, and yet she's in submission. But the church, the bride, is in submission to Jesus, the head. Martin told you yesterday afternoon that there is an invitation being given. He asked you, how many of you want to receive the invitation to be sons of God? Come on, sons of God, bride of Jesus Christ. Come on, it's all the same. Just another way of saying a different thing. Let's not split hairs over it. Amen. All right, so practically everybody here stood up and prayed the prayer to become sons of God. Brother also told you, and I think Brother Bert told you the other day, that over the years, this invitation has gone out many, 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 many times up until Jesus. Many people have refused that invitation. Now I'm going to finish reading here. It says, and he sent his servants to call them that were invited to the wedding, and they would not come. They would not come. Would you come if you were invited to this wedding? You know, this invitation went out to people I believe, that knew something about God. It went to people who had been hearing the Word of God. But they said, no, thank you. It might have gone out to the church. You know, not everybody in church is sons of God. Not everybody in church is bride of Christ. A lot of people in church are just happy to have church. Well, we have a good time. We've got some good lively music. We can sing, we can dance, we have a good time. Then we have a nice meal, we get together, good food, good fellowship. Some of the young guys, oh, nice girls in church. Girls, oh, nice guys in church. Good place to go. Meet nice people. But, oh, an invitation to a wedding? No, no, no. I like church better. So, you know, I believe that that invitation came out here in the outer court, first of all. No. We don't want to go in here. It's dark in here. The only light in here is those lamps that burn. Besides, it's only the priests that go in there anyway. I don't want to go in there. You know, if you're going to come in here, it isn't just Jesus in me. Amen. It's me in Christ. Do you know there's a difference? The children said, Jesus is in me. But where am I? Am I in Christ? You see, if it's just Jesus in me, I might be trying to go places that Jesus doesn't want to go. I go to some of those bad places where they're doing bad things. I try to take Jesus with me and he doesn't like it. But now when I am in Christ, I don't go anywhere except where he goes. So if Jesus tells me I'm going to the Philippines, and if I'm in Christ, then I need to be going along to the Philippines. Amen. But if it's just Jesus in me, I might get an idea and say, oh, I'd like to go to the Philippines. But maybe Jesus isn't going that day. Do you see the difference? If you're going to live in this place here, that's where you feed on the life. The table of show bread is in that place. That's what Jesus meant when he said, except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you have no life in me. When Jesus said, my words are bread, then that's where you're going to live. Alright, so there was an invitation. He sent the servants out. How many of you believe we could be servants of God? You know, this invitation might be going on right now this morning. Again. I think it went on last night. I think it went on the day before. And I think the invitation is going out again today. But then he had to do it again. In verse 4 it says, again he sent other servants saying, tell them which are invited, behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, all things are ready, come into the marriage.
Sabi nga pinadala ng iba kanyang marikor at kanat talagang pinapunta at inipita ang lahat ng mga tao sapagkat sabi niya, kapoy nagkakain na ng baka na mataba, lahat gumawa na kung maraming pagkain ng magandana at ito'y kakasal na lang, dumalo kayo sa pagkasala ng aking anak, sabi ng hari.
This time they began to make excuses.
Ito naman ang panahon kung saan sila tumanggi.
Amen.
Maraming dahilan.
One man went to his farm.
Sabi niya, ay, hindi, pupunta ako doon sa aking farm, sa aking lupain.
Have any farmers there?
Meron pa kayo, meron pa dito?
Any of you men farmers?
Meron pa dito ang masasaka?
No, nobody's a farmer? Nobody grows a crop? Ah, we have one farmer here. Amen. But you're not at your farm, you're here today. Amen. John, I thought you told me you were a part-time farmer. Amen. If you raise animals, you're a farmer. Amen. All right. So they went. One made light of it because he said, no, I have my farm. I got to take care of my farm. I don't have time for this wedding. Another man went to his merchandise. Do we have any merchants here?
Oh, mayroon pang negosyente dito?
You're also a merchant. You got a lot of business here. Amen. Come on, any other merchants? I know there's more merchants here. People that sell things. Doesn't anybody sell any? Yeah, you sell things. I thought you told me that. Yes. Amen. That's a merchant. I won't hold it against you. You're not like this man here.
Amen.
These men said, we have too much merchandise. We have to take care of our business. And some of the people that were invited were just plain very angry about it. Who do you think you are telling us we need to come to this thing? Let's kill the man! They took his servants and entreated them spitefully and they killed them. Do you know anything about your church history? How many of you believe that the church, has killed the servants of God? Oh, yes, they have. The Roman Catholic Church has killed more people than Hitler and Stalin killed.
Alam niyo, ang Katolikismo ng simbahan, marami pa silang namatay kay Hitler at kay Stalin.
Because they refused to have their little babies baptized.
Sapagkat sila tumanggi na bautismohan ang kanilang sanggol.
Because they themselves were baptized again as believers of God, the church said, kill them.
Sapagkat sila binautisman muli sa pamamagitan ng bautismo kung saan ang Diyos at simbahan.
These are people, when they came to Christ, they laid their life down. I started to tell you about this little man from Nepal. He went from India back into the little kingdom of Nepal, way up in the mountains. And God ordained him to start preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. Do you know what the penalty was for preaching the gospel and baptizing people in that land? Prison. Baptized, prison, 1 year. And for the people who were baptized when they found out about it, put them in prison for 1 year. That little man, he was a little man. He was not a big man. He was little, like many of you Filipino people. He spent half his adult life in their prisons. When they put him in prison, the people in the prison, he began to preach to them, and they would have to move him to another prison. Preach in that prison, they move him to another prison. One day they took him out in the snow, in the cold, in the winter time. Bound his hands and feet in stocks. Left him out there for days. Freezing temperatures. He suffered, but God saved his life. They brought him back in the prison and he kept preaching again. Do you know what he preached? Do you know what he told the people? He told the people, when you accept Jesus, when you are baptized, I will not baptize you until you understand that you must suffer for what's happening. During the latter years, they put him in prison for a long time. The churches came in and tried to take over all the works he had started from one end of that nation to the other end. He would walk on little mountain trails that hardly a goat could walk on. No roads, no missionaries would walk on these trails. He began to appoint elders in these little fellowships, little house fellowships, and he appointed elders to oversee them. The book was called Apostle to Nepal. The denomination churches came in and tried to take over the work that he had started. He was confident. He said, it will not fail because I taught the people that they must suffer. The missionaries are coming in and telling them they will not suffer. The missionaries are coming and telling them that they will be raptured. I am teaching them that they will suffer for Christ. And his work did not fail. Hallelujah. Do you hear what God is saying to you today? Before you receive the fullness of the kingdom of God, do you understand the terms and conditions? Before John will baptize you, He will probably tell you, are you ready to suffer for Christ? If you're not ready to suffer, go home and think about it a few more days. When you're ready to pay the price, come back. And then we will baptize you into the body of Christ. Paul said that I might know him and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death. Are you ready to know him? Are you ready for the fellowship of his suffering? Are you ready to be made conformable unto his death? Do you know that every one of the apostles except John was put to death?
Alam niyo ba na bawat apostolis maliban na kay John ay sila ipinatay?
They came to Peter and they said, Peter, we are going to crucify you.
Pumunta sila kay Pedro at sinasabi, Pedro, ipapako ka namin sa
cross. He said, I am not worthy. This is not in the Bible. This is the traditional story. I am not worthy to be crucified like my Christ.
Sabi niya, hindi ako karapat-dapat na ipako katulad ni Kristo.
Put me upside down that I might die in that manner.
At ako'y mamamatay sa ganyang paraan.
Hallelujah. So the invitation again was turned down. The second invitation went down. Hallelujah. Then saith his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden or invited were not worthy.
Sabi nga dito, ito'y kapustahan na nandana, gayak na gayak na po ang kainan, subalit wala pang dumating at meron mga hindi karapat dapat.
Go into the highways,
pumunta ka doon sa daan,
and as many as you shall find,
kung sino ang iyong
bid to the marriage.
Dalhin mo dito para makisayo sa atin.
Now you can read about this also in Luke.
Mababasa rin po natin ito sa Luke.
Luke chapter 13, I believe it is. Go into the highways, into the hedges. In other words, go into the poor part of town.
Ang ibang ibig sabihin, pumunta ka sa isang bayan kung saan maraming mahihirap.
Go out where the people don't have nice houses. Go out where the people live under little tin roofs. Go out where the streets are dirty. Go out where the people are that don't have much food. Go out where the people don't have much money. Go out where the people have children and they're saying, oh, how can I feed my children today? See, the other people that should have come, the people who had the farm and the merchant, they were, oh yes, in Luke it says, one of them said, I have a wife, I can't come. You know, my wife, you know, she doesn't understand this stuff. You know, you guys, you're talking about blood of Jesus. She doesn't like that. You know, my wife, you know, she likes to hang around nice people. She doesn't like those kind of people that come to church. You know, when I first came down to the city where we are now, I came down to take a work that another man had started. And you know, in those days, I didn't know any better, and they said I was going to be pastor. Well, I found out later, I'm not going to let any man call me that name. I found out that God wanted me to be an elder. He wanted me to find other faithful men who were also going to be elders. Men who had faithful wives. Amen. But the people that were in that fellowship, they had good income. They had money, they had nice car, nice house. And we rented a room in a hotel. Amen. We rented a room in a hotel. But these people that had good house and nice car and nice income, they didn't want to come on a midweek meeting. So we had a midweek meeting and we had four people. My wife and I and one other couple. And my wife said to me after the meeting, she said, "Brother Mark, we need to ask God. We must be doing something wrong. Only four people come on Wednesday night." So, you know what Brother Mark did? I went to the Lord and I said, "Lord, if we made a big mistake coming down here, if you want us to say a few words and bury this fellowship, make a funeral, I'll do that. Unless you show me otherwise." The next Sunday, this was Wednesday night, on Sunday I went down to the hotel again. And none of our people were there. So I went to the front desk and I said, "Can you tell me what room you would like us to have our meeting?" They sent me down to the end of the hall, said, "Take that room on the left." I went and opened that door, and the room was half full of people. I looked at them and they looked at me, and I didn't know any of those people. I closed the door. I went down to the reception desk. I said, "Ma'am, I think you made a mistake. You sent us to the wrong room. Some other group is meeting in that room." She said, "No. That's your room." I said, "What do you want me to do with all those people that are in there?" She said, "Well, tell them they have to leave. This is your room." So I walked up to the front. I stood there. I didn't know what to say. How do I put all these people out of this room? Finally, I thought, well, first I'll ask them why they're here. And I said, why are you people here? And they said, well, are you brother so-and-so? And is this thus and thus fellowship? I said, yes. I said, is that why you came? And they said, yes, we came to have church. And I said, praise God, let's have church. But you see, the thing is, now I don't know how these people found out. What God showed me is He can fill that place right up any day He wants. He can make you large, He can make you small. If it's God's church, He can do what He wants with it. But the people that came to that meeting were people that didn't have nice cars and nice houses and nice income. And you know what happened to the other people? They left. They left us. They all left. So here's what happens. I'm going to finish up here. We are living today in the time of the last invitation to the kingdom of God. Many people have said no. Many people have said, I will have religion, but I don't want the message that you are preaching. Many people have said, tell me that my life will be easy. Tell me that I will not have tribulation. Tell me I can escape easily. Don't tell me I have to lay my life down. Don't tell me I might die for the kingdom of God. Many people have said no. But the highest calling, there are a people. There is a remnant people that are going to live and stand in the most holy place before the throne of God. And He is going to give His authority. And the kingdoms of this world will not be able to overcome them. Hallelujah. You're living in the days of the last invitation. And you need to go home and you need to ask yourself in your heart, do I want to be a part of that? God bless you.